22nd principle. A free people should be governed by law and not by the whims of men. To be governed by the whims of men is to be subject to the ever-changing capriciousness of those in power. This is ruler's law at its worst. In such a society, nothing is dependable, no rights are secure. Things established in the present are in a constant state of flux. Nothing becomes fixed and predictable for the future. Law as a rule of action. The American founders and their Anglo-Saxon forebears had an entirely different point of view. They defined law as a rule of action, which was intended to be as binding on the ruler as it was upon the people. It was designed to give society a stable frame of reference so the people could feel secure in making plans for the future. As John Locke said, quote, "Freedom of men under government is to have a standing rule to live by, common to everyone of that society, and made by the legislative power erected in it." End of quote. Under established law, every person's rights and duties are defined. Anglo-Saxon common law provided a framework of relative security and a sense of well-being for people and things, both present and future. This is the security which is designed to provide a high degree of freedom from fear, and therefore freedom to act. Such a society gives its people a sense of liberty, liberty under law. The American founders believed that without the protection of law, there can be no liberty. Responsibility of society to establish fixed laws. John Locke pointed out that unless a society can provide a person with a code of fixed and enforceable laws, he might as well have stayed in the jungle. Quote, "To this end it is that men give up all their natural power to the society they enter into, and the community put the legislative power into such hands as they think fit, with this trust that they shall be governed by declared laws, or else their peace, quiet, and property will still be at the same uncertainty as it was in the state of nature." End of quote. John Adams. John Adams expressed the same tenor of thought when he said, quote, "No man will contend that a nation can be free that is not governed by fixed laws. All other government than that of permanent known laws is the government of mere will and pleasure." End of quote. Aristotle. Human experience has taught mankind the same principle down through the ages. Here are the words of Aristotle in his Politics. Quote, "Even the best of men in authority are liable to be corrupted by passion. We may conclude, then, that the law is reason without passion, and it is therefore preferable to any individual." End of quote. Plato was wrong. We deduct from this that Aristotle had concluded that the teachings of his mentor, Plato, were wrong. Plato believed that in the ideal society, the people should be governed by the few, who would rule according to scientific principles and make on-the-spot decisions to force the people to do what is good for them. Plato argued that these men must not be restricted by written laws, but should govern the people in whatever manner they felt was for the best. He said, quote, "The best thing of all is not that the law should rule, but that a man should rule, supposing him to have wisdom and royal power." End of quote. Plato acknowledged that in the absence of rulers with the scientific wisdom to govern, a code of laws would be needed, but he insisted that this would be the second best thing. Law is a positive good in preserving liberty. As we have seen, the American founding fathers would have agreed with Aristotle rather than Plato. Part of this was due to the fact that the founders looked upon law differently than Plato. Instead of treating law as merely a code of negative restraints and prohibitions, they considered law to be a system of positive rules by which they could be assured of enjoying their rights and the protection of themselves, their families, and their property. In other words, law was a positive good rather than a necessary evil. This was precisely the view of John Locke when he wrote, quote, "The end of law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom. For in all the states of created beings capable of laws, where there is no law, there is no freedom. For liberty is to be free from restraint and violence from others, which cannot be where there is no law." End of quote. Law should be understandable and stable. The founders were sensitive to the fact that the people have confidence in the law only to the extent that they can understand it and feel that it is a rule of relative permanence which will not be continually changed. James Madison emphasized both of these points when he wrote, quote, "It will be of little avail to the people that the laws are made by men of their own choice if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. If they be repealed or revised before they are promulgated, or undergo such incessant changes that no man who knows what the law is today can guess what it will be tomorrow. Law is defined to be a rule of action, but how can that be a rule which is little known and less fixed?" End of quote. It will be recalled that Thomas Jefferson resigned from Congress in 1776 to hasten back to Virginia and volunteer for the task of rewriting the state laws so that, when independence had been won, the people would have a model system of legal principles which they could understand and warmly support. The complex code of laws and regulations in our own day could be greatly improved through a similar house cleaning.